I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. American leaders renewed their criticism of China over human rights today. Vice President Joe Biden said the U.S. has vigorous disagreements with the Chinese, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressed concern about China's arrest of government critics. A Chinese official responded that China has made progress in many areas, including human rights. The back and forth took place in Washington, where delegations from the two countries are meeting this week. The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing says the meeting itself is significant.
The fact that they're sitting down and talking actually suggests how big a deal the Sino-U.S. relationship really is, no matter what is going on within it, that the two sides recognize that they have to keep talking, that this is a multifaceted relationship, that they're codependent in many ways, and that even when they have significant disagreements over issues like human rights, that they still have many other things they need to talk about, and in fact, human rights will be part of the discussion.
Has China been spinning this meeting at all? I mean, that their economic muscle trumps U.S. concerns about human rights?
That's not necessarily what they've been saying. They would say that there isn't a human rights problem in China, that China is concerned, the Chinese government is concerned with maintaining stability and social order, and it's doing what it needs to do to maintain that. And if criminals act in a criminally offensive way, that they have to take action against those people. Now, people who they call criminals include the artist Ai Weiwei, who has been critical of the government. There's a poet named Liao Yiwu, who they're not letting leave the country right now. There are many lawyers who have been trying to work within the Chinese constitution and within Chinese law to defend people who have spoken out against the Chinese government or who are criticizing the government for times when it's just fallen down on the job. Like, for instance, parents whose kids died in the earthquake in Sichuan because poorly constructed schools collapsed, or parents whose kids died from drinking milk with melamine in it, a toxin that was put in a couple of years ago. So from the Chinese perspective, there's really no human rights issue to talk about. But if the U.S. wants to talk at them, they'll listen. And then in return, they'll say, hey, look, we want assurances that our $1.2 trillion in U.S. treasuries are safe, and we're a little bit shocked that there's going to be a congressional debate about whether to raise the government's borrowing limit, given that you need to raise it to continue to pay us interest, and, you know, we're your major creditor.
How are the Chinese media informing the public there about what's going on in Washington? Is it a fairly accurate portrayal of the meeting?
Well, there's accurate and there's accurate. They're accurate in portraying China's concerns about wanting to have more access to U.S. markets, about being concerned about its investment in U.S. treasuries, some concern about whether the U.S., with its victory over getting rid of Osama bin Laden, is now going to turn its sights on China. There aren't a lot of commentaries on human rights concerns beyond saying this is a political tool that the U.S. uses against China. And, we have come into our own and we're not going to let ourselves be bullied around.
As the curtain rose today on this strategic and economic dialogue in Washington, Mary Kay, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that fears and suspicion linger on both sides of the Pacific. And she added that it was important to avoid misunderstanding and miscalculations. What do you think she was referring to?
Well, I think one thing is that China's military is modernizing and developing capabilities, including potentially the capability to take out a U.S. aircraft carrier. Hillary Clinton herself said last year that from the U.S. perspective, it's in America's national interests that the territorial disputes over the South China Sea between China and various Southeast Asian countries be resolved peacefully. Now, the Chinese were extremely angry about that intervention. They feel that this is their territory, even though, you know, what they're claiming goes almost up to the shores of the Philippines. And they don't want any interference. They want to be able to make their claim. And because they're the biggest kid on the block, they'll be able to do what they want to do. The fact that the U.S. is saying, well, no, actually, we're still an Asia-Pacific power and we're still going to have some say here, was sort of a check on that assumption. However, both the U.S. and China have found at different points in recent history that, you know, when they come up to the brink, they find it in both their interests to back off. That was probably the spirit in which Hillary Clinton made that comment. Just let's remember, you know, we have a complicated relationship. We're two big powers. China's becoming stronger in many ways. Let's not step in the wrong direction that'll lead us down a path that we really don't want to go down.
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing. Thanks so much, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Marco.